The drive to halt the new law that bails out Ohio's two nuclear power plants and puts it before voters next year is running up against a high-profile ad campaign to shut it down. Jean Pierce speaks for Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts and is trying to overturn the law. He takes issue with the flyer that supporters of the bailout have sent out, trying to connect his side to Chinese banks with loans to natural gas plants.
On the brochure, it says, if you see a circulator, call this hotline. I mean, this is straight out of the KGB. Rat on your neighbors.
Carlo Laparo is with the pro-bailout group Ohioans for Energy Security, and he says highlighting the China connection is important.
Whether it's trade, whether it's bringing fentanyl into the United States, and now whether it's, you know, pouring their money into these energy projects, specifically in Ohio.
Each side is estimated to be spending at least $3 million to gather signatures or on ads and flyers. And neither is required to disclose who's funding them, though Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts will have to do so 30 days after it files its petitions, which are due on October 21st. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.